Can you take a blog post, a simple blog post, and repurpose, convert it, change it into a content profit empire? We're going to get the answer to that, folks, here in just a moment. Folks, as you just saw flash across your screen, this is Jeff Herring. Hi, and welcome to episode 138 of the Content Profit. I know, Ginger, right?
That's
and every
a lot.
Time I say the number, I say thank y'all, the people that are in the content profit seat, like Ginger, those of you that have been, those of you that you're going to be, those of you that are watching, listening, whatever. This couldn't have been done without you. Okay. So much appreciation. We have something new out called Content Profit University. It's pretty much where in 5 months I build out your whole thing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you'll be hearing stuff about that. Our guest today is Ginger Garrett, and she is an author. And listen to these two different niches. I love these two different niches. Inspirational fiction for women, mm-hmm. and then middle school novels for kids who don't fit in.
Right.
How in the world did you find that niche?
Honestly, I'll talk about it in a later blog post, but I'd been working in the field of women's novels for a long time, and I was beginning to feel stale. So how do you feed and care your muse? Well, you just keep giving her new things to do. So I thought, all right, who should I go serve? So I think anytime you're feeling stale, you have to look around and say, all right, is there someone new that I could go serve? And okay. Boom, I thought middle school kids. So I started mentoring middle school kids. And from there, it turned into novels.
I love it. That's so cool. And the most recent one was called The Last Monster.
The most recent one is Name Tags and Other Sixth Grade Disasters.
Oh, yeah. What was the great testimonial you got for The Last Monster? You were talking
about? It's my favorite review on Amazon by a kid who said, this book has everything, monsters and romance.
I love it, because that's pretty much everything when you're 13, I guess.
Right?
Yeah, I love it. And so, folks, whether you're listening live, watching live, or on the rebroadcast, you know, that's a great tip. You know, find out who you need to serve, who you're called to serve, and serve them. There's a new niche.
Right, now, right.
Speaking of which, man, I went to Segway school. That was good. here is the blog post. Mm-hmm. Your secret to success. Identify your talents, but pursue your calling. That's a difference there. Identify your talents, pursue your calling. What's the difference?
Well, this is really coming out of something that I counsel a lot of new artists and up and coming artists about, is you can have a real passion for something and really enjoy something, but it can be hard, especially if you're highly creative, you probably have a lot of different talents. Mm-hmm. How do you know which one is meant to be more of a hobby? And how do you know which one is actually your calling and you should just go all in on that one?
I love it. I love it, because I'm one of those people. There's a lot of things I can do. Mm-hmm. And some of them I like, and some of them is like, no, thank you.
Right.
But yeah, what's your calling? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So this blog post will be in the show notes, folks. Now, we're kind of doing this a little bit differently today, because usually what happens is people come on the Content Profit Show and then they, you know, decide which program they want to work in. Well, we did this backwards. Ginger and I know each other from church. And she's been in one of my programs, and you know, like, I need to help an author write, you know, write, create content. she's good at that already. And so what I have helped with and will continue to help with is all the stuff that goes into it, the promotional stuff,
right,
the online stuff, and the product stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we're first going to look at something we've never looked at here before.
Right. And can I add something about that?
Yeah,
so as a writer, I was told early in my career, the most important thing you can do as a writer is get into a critique group of those are objective people that are going to read your writing and give you feedback. You can't be a fantastic author if you don't have objective feedback. And right. That's really been a benefit of your service, is I could do all the writing myself, but I know the value of having objective feedback, because a blind spot is called a blind spot because you can't see it.
Right. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Blind spot is because you can't see it.
Right.
I love it. I love it. All right. So let's take, I'm going to show you guys a look at what I've created for this blog post we just looked at. Is it 10? No, 10 really cool headlines. And what I do when I do this for folks is I highlight the ones that I think are the best. Unlock the secret, how to identify your true calling among multiple talents. Mm-hmm. This surprising connection between your hobby and your calling. I love that.
Right.
And what I teach folks is that pick the one you like the most, okay? And that's your main title. The one you like the second most is your subtitle.
Ah, right? Okay.
Other ones you like are subheadings within the content or a product. And here's a really cool thing. Every one you don't use is a great idea for another blog post.
That's true.
Or a product even.
Right.
So those are the headlines. And then summary bullets, you know, just to give people an idea of what they're getting. Social media stuff. There's going to be a lot of that. If you want to do text messages, they're written for you. Blog post is two words. Let's fix that right now through the magic of internet marketing. You can do memes. It gives you what image to do and then the words to say. See, I love this part. Two email promo teasers.
Right.
To promote what you created. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
the first one is the long one. The second one is the shorter version. And then calls to action, folks. How do you get them to do what you want them to do? So they're created for you. And again, more picture and image suggestions. An image of a woman with a look of intense concentration as she tries to discern between passion and hobby. I love it. And then we've got tweets for Twitter, although it's now called Tweets for X, I guess. There's even still tweets. It's driving me crazy seeing it called X, formerly known as Twitter. Right?
And I was raised on the old black and white Godzilla movies, and wasn't Planet X? Wasn't that a thing?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I remember thinking the same thing.
It's the monster from Planet X.
Yeah. Who chose this name? and then Instagram posts.
Uh-huh.
So you know what you can say. Okay, there's the words. There's even the hashtags.
Right.
And you go back up to some of the image stuff, and that can be one of the images you pick. And there's so many ways to do this now, including the chat stuff that creates images for you, which is crazy. Okay.
Right.
So what happens with Ginger and I is she sends me a blog post, and then I create all this stuff around it and some more. What people usually do is I'll create this for them and I create the whole package for them. And part of the package is a blog post. All right. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Now, welcome to what I call the cool laboratory, where we create Ginger's content empire. Okay. We're going to talk about it. We're going to build it from this one blog post. Now, folks, please. And Ginger, you too. Every blog post has the seeds for a profitable digital product.
Mm.
Could you do all of them? Probably. Do you need to? No. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 options here. An ebook would be a piece of cake for you, right? Out of that list, masterclass, mini courses, a flagship course, membership, short-term membership, or a regular membership, Ginger, and you're going to get the recording of all this. So
okay.
You don't have to feel like you got to get everything set. Which one of those jumps out at you as a cool next step for you?
Of course I would love to say ebook. I always gravitate towards the books, but knowing the investment of time in that, probably a mini course.
You know, it's interesting. We're thinking the same thing, okay? Because you can take any one of your pieces of content, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at it this way. How many mini courses do you think you could get out of today's blog post?
I would say I can see at least two.
Okay, there you go. And probably more. And so, you know, you can charge for those anywhere between go low and do 17 or all the way up to 97. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing for this system for authors like you is now you've got streams of income that aren't directly from the book.
Right.
Right. You don't have to sell X books to get X amount. Mm-hmm. Now, I got to show you this on the screen here. Okay.
Okay.
Buddy of mine that listens to almost every show, he's calling it gingerbread content.
You know, that's funny you say that. The name of my company is Gingerbread Productions.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, Ginger meet Phil, Phil meet Ginger.
Hi, Phil. I like the way you think.
He thinks interestingly. Just a side note about Phil. He's been around a while in the music world. Mm-hmm. He did roadie work for Elvis, Jimi Hendrix, all this kind of stuff.
Oh, Phil, my goodness. Do you know I have a massive, like, 4-foot by 5-foot oil painting of Hendrix in my office?
Oh, my goodness. Perfect.
Yeah.
Phil, if you can remember the title of your book, pop it here in the chat, because I think Ginger would love it, and so would everybody else. Thanks for commenting. All right. So we're talking with a mini course, at most 3 modules.
Right.
You know, will you break whatever the one learning thing they're going to get down into 3 pieces? Okay. Mm-hmm. And it can be as simple as the Get Started Here module, the main module, and then what I call the Next Success Steps module.
Okay.
So that, you know, you just don't leave them hanging. They're invited into the next thing.
Right.
Okay? Now, from many courses, we can drop back and build master classes. They're a one-time, one-issue, hour-long presentation. Mm-hmm. And like I always say, it's not like these webinars that people now call master classes and they're all fluff and pitch. We're not talking about that.
Right.
We're talking about paid things that people learn something that they can use right away.
Mm-hmm.
Ebooks, you know, that there's some ways we can create them from what you've already written. There's mm-hmm. ways we can turn even this blog post into an ebook.
Right.
And then as we move up the Ascension plan here, we've got courses. In my world, those are more like 3 to 5 modules. And you can include more, you know, video, transcripts, templates, checklists, that kind of thing.
Okay.
A flagship course is something you become known for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like for me, it would be Content Profit.
Right.
It was so fun the other day, colleague that I work with online, what did he say? I commented on something on Medium about, cause he was talking about how to distinguish yourself. And I said, well, you know, I took content marketing down to Content Profit. And he responded, it's funny. I saw an article of yours the other day that you submitted and it was Content Profit something. And before I saw your name, I knew it was yours. I'm like,
there you go.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
Short-term memberships are like 10 to 12 week programs. And one of the purposes of them, you and I are close enough to the generation of, remember Columbia House Records?
I do.
You know, 11 albums for 1 cent.
Right.
And then everything else we send you is way overpriced and you got to say you don't want it before you get it.
Right.
I pissed my parents off big time with that one. But because of that and other things, I think there's still people that are a little gun shy about an ongoing membership.
Right. So,
you know, you do the short term. And what I suggest to people is they price, let's say you do a 12 week and mm-hmm. you price it at $37 a month. Okay. And then your membership is $37 a month. So it's an easy upsell. You've been paying me $37 a month for 3 months. Why don't we, you know, keep doing that?
Right.
A membership is more long term. Now, the cool thing nowadays, these things used to be massive. Really, I think the best way now, because I'm big on 2 things, service delivery time for us, right? And then service consumption time for our students, customers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can have a great membership in what you do with women by just delivering one training a month, okay, and then one Q&A a month. Mm-hmm. And so your entire service delivery time is 2 hours a month. And then if you add in, you know, promoting and all that kind of stuff, we're talking about 4 hours a month, which isn't too bad, you know?
Right, right.
So yeah, we'll build out the mini course first and pick out, what's your most popular topic, Ginger?
When I'm asked to speak?
Yeah. Okay. We'll go that way.
Okay. When I'm asked to speak, I always speak on, I work with nonprofits and churches on leveraging the power of story to move people to action.
Okay. So a mini course about storytelling would be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you could take, the cool thing about that in this particular niche is you could take that same topic and build everything right here.
That's true.
Now, you don't got to do that by the weekend. This is over time. But that gives people a whole lot of different on-ramps into your world. And right, you don't right. forget about the books. You offer the books to all the customers in these things. Mm-hmm. And then over time, you know, right here, if you just did one of each, there's 7 income streams. Okay.
Wow. And
as you know from book sales, that recurring revenue is kind of cool.
Right. We call it mailbox money.
I like that. There you go. Yeah. I have a Google sheet I look at every morning where I keep track of the recurring. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to get up and go, that's coming in today no matter what I do.
You know? Right.
Let's go for a hike. this 20 minutes always goes by so fast.
I know.
Towards wrap up. You're getting excited about what's possible?
I'm definitely getting a vision of some things that I should take action on sooner rather than later.
Yes, and we will do the mini course sooner rather than later.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Sure.
The internet is so crowded with courses and offerings. How do you help people overcome their resistance if they feel like, well, I might just be another voice in the wind? How do I know that I have anything really to offer? How do you overcome that resistance?
Beautiful question. Part of that's a head game and part of that's a strategy game.
Uh-huh.
The head game part is that there are more people waiting to hear from you who can only hear from you mm-hmm. than you can ever get to in your lifetime.
Okay.
There's plenty of people that will only respond to your voice. Okay. The strategy part of it is we don't have to call this a mini course.
Right.
Call this whatever you want, you know, a deep dive, a storytelling deep dive, a storytelling mm-hmm. whatever, you know, and calling things different names makes a huge difference.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
I don't call things memberships anymore. They're clubs or uh-huh. societies or whatever, because memberships, yeah. And so that's the head piece. That's the strategy piece. And then it's about getting good at staying connected to your audience,
mm-hmm.
okay? Taking real good care of them, and then making occasional offers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we treat this community right, and it doesn't matter what you call it. They're going to want some. You know,
right.
There's people in my world that buy everything. The first time I taught a masterclass, first time I ever called something a masterclass, I was down in Miramar Beach volunteering for Lighthouse Family Retreat with Caleb. And I need to come up with something different. And you're there from like Saturday to Saturday.
Right.
And so Thursday afternoon, the idea hit me for a masterclass about, I called them perfectly profitable articles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that afternoon when we had a couple hours, I wrote the sales letter, started promoting it. It was going to happen at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. Charged $27, and by showtime had 100 people sign up.
Wow.
While I was not even home. So that's a very, very possible thing to have happen. You know, and that's not too bad for a couple hours work and building a sales letter and all that.
Right, kind of stuff. Right.
Awesome. Well, we got to wrap this up. Ginger, I knew you'd be a great guest. Thank you. Thank you for bringing great stuff as well. Now, speaking of great stuff, let me get a shout out to Phil that I told you about. His book is called the PhillyKidBook.com. And it's about his adventures in that world, if you'd like to read something like that. I love you getting a glimpse of what's possible. And we're going to do a whole lot of that stuff together. And the folks that are listening live or on replay or watching on live or on replay, thank you for being here. A lot of places you could have been across the internet, you chose to be with us. And that is always appreciated and honored. And again, how come that? Oh, it did change. Okay, I'm looking at a different screen. All right. Again, great job, Ginger. Thanks.
Okay. Well, seasoned host. I appreciate that.
I like that word seasoned, not an old host. We're not seasoned. We're not old. We're seasoned.
Right.
All right, folks, we'll catch you next time on episode 139. And until then, you know what to do, which is go use this stuff.